CBSI in the World, I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the editor and publisher. We go to Australia, Gregory's native Australia, and I learned that the Freedom Convoy of Canada is inspiring similar resentment by Australians towards some parts of Australian government. The understanding I have, Gregory, is that in New South Wales, where Sydney is, and in Brisbane, where Brisbane is, in Queensland, much of the mandates have been lifted. In Victoria, I believe, where Melbourne is, much of the mandates have been lifted. Western Australia, they're still severe, a crackdown. Other parts of the Australian nation I'm not familiar with, but there is a protest nonetheless in Australia against what? Are they protesting the Prime Minister? Are they protesting the mask mandate, the education? What is it that they're protesting?
Australians are protesting against a range of COVID-related measures which differ from state to state. There is still restrictions on freedom of movement between states, particularly out of to and from Queensland, but there are different mask mandates and so on throughout all the states. So the federal government has done its best to start opening the country up again. It's allowed Australians abroad to come home. It's allowed foreign visitors to visit. But the states themselves are imposing regulations. Western Australia will not allow visitors to come into the country without quarantining or people to return home if they're Western Australians like myself. After the quarantine, they can't even leave the state at that point. So there are now mask mandates in churches in Australia, and we saw in Western Australia, and we saw police going into churches in the last few weeks while church services were underway, demanding that people put on their masks and basically threatening to arrest people who didn't. So what we see is a grotesque violation of the state and federal constitutions by the Western Australian government, particularly as they really usurp the law to stay in power, all in the name of the public good. Now, what we saw was that in the federal parliament, an Australian Labor Party senator, American-born woman Christina Keneally, warned on February the 8th that protest crowds in Canberra contained individuals which our national security agency should be worried about, and some of them actually want to undermine and overturn democracy. Well, we saw that in Canada as well, and yet what we're now really seeing is the fact that the protesters in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, France, Belgium and Israel are actually claiming that's the governments which are overturning democracy. And I think there's a great deal of sympathy for that argument. So we're seeing these spontaneous outbursts of public hostility from people in those countries, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, France, Belgium, Israel, normally not big on protesting, and yet here they are with this spontaneous eruption of anti-government activities based on the draconian clampdowns on their freedom of movement and rights of assembly. And in some ways, you've got to say that this has some similarities to the 2016 groundswell, which enabled the whole Brexit referendum to allow the United Kingdom to pull out of the European Union, and the same momentum which installed Donald Trump into the US presidency. What we're seeing is this grassroots groundswell of people who are saying that they've had enough. And I think, as all my Canadian friends are saying, and I've been in touch with lots of them over the last few days, and I've spent a lot of time in Canada, as you have, they're saying this is right. The sign of a terminally weak government.
Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. In the meantime, there's a confrontation in Eastern Europe, and we're going to Ukraine next, at least what we know about the jaw of the world leaders over Ukraine. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.